Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Matchup specific a lot of times, but the running back's involvement in the passing game yesterday, do you feel like you guys as an offense maybe found just another solution, just depending on how you guys, I know it's something you used in the past, but I mean, especially the last couple of games, this one in particular, their involvement was pretty noticeable.
Yeah, no, it was, it was extremely impactful when you scored two touchdowns through the air, with your running backs. Yeah, it's something that we obviously look into every week, and when you make a defense have to defend all 11 people, I know offensive line, but all your eligibles, if they have to defend them on any individual play, and you know, we felt like there were some matchups to our advantage yesterday, and you know, Josh did an incredible job. The receivers did a great job blocking on the perimeter on the tie touchdown, but you know, that's important for us. If you only have to defend receivers or tight ends in the pass game, you know, it makes you more predictable. And you know, something that we got to continue to grow on.
What did you make of Tyrell Shave's game yesterday?
Yeah, Shave's it's who Shave's kind of is. You know, it was a interesting end to the week, and he made the most of all his opportunities yesterday. We talk all the time about, you know, when people talk about like everybody eats mindset, I've always said it's never about the production, it's about just doing your job and good things come your way. And that's Tyrell Shavers. Does a lot of the dirty work in the run game. Might not get all the opportunities in the pass game, but he had opportunities yesterday and he made the most of it. And, you know, some of those plays he found out he was running, you know, a day or two before, and doesn't blink, put extra stuff on his plate, and that's kind of who he is. That's his character. And, we're so grateful to him, what he means to our offense. And I was so excited to see him score a touchdown yesterday.
You mentioned the opportunity the production followed. When that happens, does that potentially more?
Yeah, I think anytime, look, all we ever ask for our guys is to do their job and be where they're supposed to be when they need to be there. You know, as a receiver, right, you know, everybody always talks about, you know, traits and speed and everything like that, but there's so much power in the quarterback knowing you're going to be where you need to be. When he hits that back foot or he hits that hitch and he comes back, are you at 12 yards, are you at 10 yards, are you where you need to be? And Shaves is consistently there, and it speaks to who he is, and that's really what he's been doing since he's been here, and just continuing to get better and learn the system and learn all the different roles and not blink. And he was our player of the game yesterday. He was such a critical element to our success yesterday, and I couldn't be happier for him.
With all the changes going on from your perspective, what happened with Keon and being out of the game? What has your conversations been like with him, and like your message to him going forward?
Yeah, I think you guys probably know me by now that I usually try to, I usually take all the accountability whenever something goes bad, and I try to keep everything in-house from my perspective. I think a lot of things with regards to Keon has kind of already been addressed, and the conversations with him is about, hey, where do we go from here? How do we continue to find ways to get better and be where we need to be when we need to be there? And I still have all the faith in Keon that he's going to help us this year and get us to where we ultimately need to get to. But I was so impressed by the character of the receiver room that, hey, when things did change, that no one blinked. There was a lot of changing on the call sheet. You know, Friday and Saturday wasn't the most fun for me, but when you got the type of guys that we have, they were able to adapt and no one blinked. So I wasn't going to blink. And so, obviously a situation that we don't want to happen, it happened. And, now it's find a way to just move forward with it. We do tag a lot of plays. We have a lot of personnel groupings and a lot of different people on any particular play. And I think it's always important for guys to know their exact plays and go into the game. And you got to look, if you got to always, you got to know everybody else's roles too, because injuries happen. You got to be able to adjust. But there's definitely some changes that needed to happen, and it's always tough. It's tough anytime you lose someone during the week. But when decisions happen, again, we can't blink, and we just got to roll. And hey, these are your plays now. These are your plays now. And again, they didn't blink, and they made the most of their opportunities yesterday.
You mentioned the importance of a receiver being what they're supposed to be for Josh. Did that really show itself with Gabe and what he was able to do, or just the chemistry those two have?
Yeah, I mean, you look, 4th and 4, that was a huge play in the football game, right? And, we made some big plays on the scramble drill. You know, I know Gabe wants that the touchdown back. People talk about chemistry, and chemistry is important. When you play with guys for so long, you understand their mannerisms, no matter if haven't been with them for a couple years. Gabe's energy we talk about shaves, but a guy like Gabe, this is a different offense than Gabe was a part of. When you're injured, it's one thing to get ready to play when you're healthy and you're like, hey, this is going to be my opportunity. But Gabe had to, kind of do it in the silence of, hey, I'm not playing. I'm not even practicing. I got to learn this playbook. I got to be ready to go when my opportunity comes. And his opportunity came, and he made the most of it yesterday. And again, we talk all about the character that's Buffalo Bills. And Gabe showcased that yesterday. Yeah, it was, I think you guys I always care about finding different ways to win football games. And as the year progresses we didn't run the ball well yesterday, and we were still able to find ways to win the football game. And I thought that there's so much power in that, and you want to be as two dimensional as possible. Some of the losses that we've had early in the season, we weren't able to be two-dimensional. We weren't able to overcome whichever dimension we weren't having success in. And so that was important for us. The resilience of our guys yesterday, not blinking after we threw the pick on the first drive, and, being down in the fourth quarter, and everybody just kept playing the next play. And, I don't believe – I'm not a big momentum guy. Like, I believe success is strictly in the moment. And we have to now build that competitive stamina to we go into this week, and what we did in the past has no bearing. We have to go earn it this week. And I mean, I was pleased at the things that I saw on tape, but come Thursday, none of that will have any bearing. We're going to have to go earn it, and we can't ride the highs and lows of the season, and we can't take a sigh of relief. We got to keep rolling.
Sure, we had been drilling it really about the passing game in the weeks leading up to yesterday, though. So, I mean, what changed? What flipped? What allowed it to have the success that it did?
Play calls. Again, I think you guys know me by now that I try to emulate the same mindset of not getting too high and too low, and we're always trying to find ways to tinker with it and figure out how to get better and utilize the personnel that we have. And I thought Josh was, obviously he wants those two turnovers back, but I mean, he was outstanding yesterday and kept plays alive. I mean, that is an extremely hard defense to go against, and Coach Bowles kind of throws everything at you, and You know, it was important for us to, you know, we knew going into that game we were going to have to win in the pass game. For us to do that, and I thought was important. I never take too much offense when you guys grill me. I'm harder on myself than you guys will ever be. I was pleased with how everybody contributed in the pass game yesterday, and not just any. I mean, if you would have told me going into the game Khalil Shakir was going to have less yards than he had when he started the game and we were going to win the football game, I would have been a little shocked. But kind of shows the value of everybody kind of doing their part yesterday, and that's important for us moving forward.
There's an idea with Josh, so many years spent by him specifically trying to really take care of the football, being smart with his decision making. But there's an idea like in the football world that he's at his best and the Bills are at their best, but it's chaotic more than like yesterday. As a coach, how does that hit you? Because you probably liked this smart decision making, but then when you watch him have a 6-touchdown game like that with some of the crazy throws that were kind of laced in there, where do you land on all that?
I wouldn't characterize yesterday as chaotic. Yesterday was an NFL football game. The game's never over. 60 minutes. There's going to be good in the bad in the game. They're going to be bad in the game. And as long as you keep your composure and know that you're going to have an opportunity at the end to go win the football game. I don't think Josh is ever going to tell you he's okay with throwing interceptions. I think Josh, when he comes in, I mean, today, you know, the two interceptions were the first thing he talked about, right? And he knows that, so it's not playing conservative. It's not being, oh, hey, be scared to make a mistake. That's not what we're looking for, but we're looking to make smart decisions because we understand when we turn the ball over, we make it hard to win football games. Like I said, the same thing with Khalil. If you told us we're going to turn the ball over 3 times yesterday, I'm going to tell you we're not going to win a lot of football games doing it that way. And so, you know, if that's the chaotic that you're talking about, that's not a way that we want to continue to live. Because when we've lost games and we turn the ball over 3 times and then we say, hey, we lost because we turned it over like that. So we got to clean that up. I want Josh to go out there and be Josh Allen and play confident and be able to just let it go spin. And sometimes I like it when he gets hit. My play call is always a little slower when he gets for the next play, making sure that he's getting up with it. But I saw there was an element in that game yesterday where I felt like anything I was going to call, he was going to make work. And we needed his best yesterday, especially in that second half, and I believe we got it.
You guys were really good last year protecting the ball. So when you do have turnovers, I know it's a big question because there's a different reason behind each one, but what has it been like for you this season to try to make those corrections, just given there have been more?
Yeah, you know, I think I don't want to say last year was an anomaly. I mean, last year was, I mean, we did an incredible job of it. And every time we turn the ball over, I'm extremely I'm frustrated, right? There's an expectation and a standard, and not turning the ball over last year did, when you don't turn the ball over, it gives you more opportunities to win football games and score points. And it's the obvious, right? And because we didn't turn the ball over last year, we had those, we had more chances. And the way that the league works, if you don't win the turnover battle, you're going to lose a lot of football games. And so, I don't want the guys to only think it's only important when we lose the game. And so that was a big thing we talked about today. If we go into Thursday thinking we're going to win the football game by turning the ball over, it's not going to be a fun Friday and it's not going to be a fun Thursday night.
There was a game in 2021, year before you got here, where the Bills went, actually, ironically enough, to Tampa.
Yep.
Didn't play real well in the first half.
Overtime?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They ended up losing the game in overtime, but the offense looked like a different offense. Mm-hmm. Matty asked you earlier how you kind of build on yesterday's performance, and you said you didn't really believe in momentum, but, you know, that team took that, whatever happened at halftime, and went forward and really was firing on all cylinders, like really the rest of the season.
Yeah.
How do you, understanding that you maybe don't believe in momentum, how do you try to build on what you accomplished yesterday to have that type of similar offensive performances?
When I say I don't believe in momentum, it's more of I believe that we have to earn it every week. That doesn't change the confidence that the guys should go into the game with. You know, and I think there's a level of confidence when you have success that you walk in feeling like you're going to have success, but you also have to go out and earn this success. You're not going to just be given it, right? We're not, just because we didn't turn the ball over last year, we weren't going to just go into this year and not turn the ball over. Just because we had a good passing game yesterday doesn't mean we're going to walk in on Thursday night and pass the ball well. You know, we have to do it's hey, what led us to that moment and or those opportunities to do it. And so I want the guys to feel confidence, and I'm so excited for what that did yesterday, and I think it will help us moving forward. But our approach, our mindset, you know, we can't think just because we had one good game that, hey, we're just going to be able to show up and pass the football. And, you know, making sure that our process is the same. We've had too many ups and downs to my liking this point offensively. And so we got to continue to work. And, you know, we haven't come this far to come this far, right? And that's where I mean success is in a moment. So everything we got to do these next what's today, Monday, these next couple days to get ready to rock, because we're going to have to earn every bit of it on Thursday.
So 34 return yards were big for the offense. How does that help you as a play caller?
I don't have to go as far to score, and it's always exciting seeing, you know, when it's your guy, you know, as, look, I'm Buffalo Bills, they're all my guys, but seeing Ray Davis make some big plays, which was a lot of fun yesterday, seeing Cole come in and spark us early, and anytime you're starting with short field position, it gives you a better chance to put points on the board. And you know, I was loving Tabes, you know, last night with when we start at the minus 40 and not at the, you know, the minus 2 like we did the first drive. It's a lot easier calling plays.
Talked a couple weeks ago about Ty Johnson, and getting him going makes you guys a little bit of a different offense, passing game, especially with his contribution since he's been here. Is there a juice that he brings that adds a special element to what you guys do offensively?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage yesterday, and he turns it into a touchdown, right? And it doesn't have to be the prettiest looking play calls, and sometimes it's just about the execution and the guys just doing their job. And when you have dynamic football players, you get the ball in their hands in space, and good things happen. And I love everything about who Ty is, and you know, when the ball's in his hand, good things happen. And I have so much trust in him, both running the ball and passing the ball. You know, it's. I knew I say it every week, and I, you know, I come out of every game like wishing I would have got all the guys, you know, more carries, more touches. And, you know, I say the same about Jimbo, but, you know, Ty had an opportunity yesterday in the pass game on that one play. And, man, it was such a huge spark going into half with those points. And hope it is stuff that we can continue to build on.
Texans have the best defense in the league. I know it's early, but what do you know about what they do on defense?
Yeah. They're really good at everything. It was one of those advances I was waiting for them to say what they're not good at. You know, but I think the biggest thing is it's an opportunity for us. You know, and us going in knowing that, hey, if we have to control what we can control, and going in and not beating ourselves, understanding that they're gonna make football plays, and we got to go play the next one. It's going to be a battle out there. You know, they're the best defense in the league for a reason. So it's going to be a great opportunity for us to. It's going to be a great test and a great opportunity, and I'm excited to see our guys.
Think of Josh as a runner. What stands out to you?
You never know what you're going to get. It's incredible. Once the ball's in his hands, you really don't know what's going to happen. And sometimes that's a really good thing. And I mean, most of the time it's a really good thing. You just never know if he's going to hurdle, try to run a guy over, if he's going to slide, what he's going to do. You know, so you always hold your breath a little bit on the play calls, but you don't break NFL records for scoring rushing touchdowns by being average running the football. You know, he's an absolute playmaker, dynamic, ball in his hands, good things happen. So I love calling plays for him. Both run and the pass makes my life a lot easier.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.